Hello, I'm Arnold Lobel, and I wrote the stories and drew the pictures for the book we're going to read today. I think everyone likes a good story. Stories make us laugh. They entertain us. They can introduce us to people and faraway places, and animals of all kinds. In Mouse Soup, we're going to meet a clever mouse with four very special stories to tell to a hungry weasel who would like nothing better than to have the mouse for his supper. Let's read together and find out if the little mouse can outsmart the weasel and escape from the pot, or if he is doomed to become the main ingredient in mouse soup. I'll read aloud, and you follow along in your copy of the book. When you hear this sound, you'll know it's time to turn the page. We'll begin on page 6, where you'll see the picture of the mouse reading a book under a tree. Are you ready? Then let's begin. A mouse sat under a tree. He was reading a book. A weasel jumped out and caught the mouse. The weasel took the mouse home.
"Ah," said the weasel, "I am going to make mouse soup."
"Oh," said the mouse, "I am going to be mouse soup."
The weasel put the mouse in a cooking pot.
"Wait," said the mouse. "This soup will not taste good. It has no stories in it. Mouse soup must be mixed with stories to make it taste really good."
"But I have no stories," said the weasel.
"I do," said the mouse. "I can tell them now."
"All right," said the weasel, "but hurry. I am very hungry."
"Here are four stories to put in the soup," said the mouse.
Bees and the Mud. A mouse was walking through the woods. A nest of bees fell from a tree. It landed on the top of his head.
"Bees," said the mouse, "you will have to fly away. I do not want a nest of bees sitting on the top of my head."
But the bees said,
"We like your ears, we like your nose, we like your whiskers. Oh yes, this is a fine place for our nest. We will never fly away."
The mouse was upset. He did not know what to do. The buzzing of the bees was very loud. The mouse walked on. He came to a muddy swamp.
"Bees," said the mouse, "I have a nest like yours. It is my home. If you want to stay on my head, you will have to come home with me."
"Oh, yes," said the bees. "We like your ears. We like your nose."